May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. This is one of those interesting scriptures because it kind of doesn't make any sense. Contradicts itself. Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in his triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. The one an aroma from death to death, the other an aroma from life to life, and who is adequate for these things? Now, this scripture, again, is a contradiction. Paul says that he came to Troas, and here's this master evangelist. That's what his whole heartbeat was. And Troas is a place that had not been evangelized yet. And he comes to Troas, and when he gets to Troas, he has no rest in his spirit. And even though he says there was a door in the Lord open for him in the gospel, a door in the Lord. So he's in Troas. The Lord opens a door. And then he says, but I found no rest in my spirit because I had to go to Macedonia. If you go and you read in Acts 16, this is where Paul and his crew come to Troas. But while they're in Troas, he has that vision. The Macedonian man is calling him to come forth. And so he leaves Troas and goes to Macedonia in obedience to that vision. Now, what a weird story. He's in Troas. The Lord opens a door for the gospel for this evangelist. And the Lord gives him a contradictory vision, and he doesn't stay in Troas. And his spirit was troubled. Now, Paul could have walked away from that place going, okay, maybe I missed it somewhere. Maybe somehow I got this wrong. Or maybe when he left, he may have said, man, I really blew it. I mean, you ever been in a situation like that? You're like going, I don't know. Did I get it right? Did I get it wrong? Is it right? Then you don't know if you're supposed to do it. Then when you do it, I don't know if I did it right because it didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to. I know it's never happened to me. If you live long enough, it'll happen to you. maybe before the day's out. I don't mean that to be a curse. But that's what Paul said. But Paul's the one who wrote this on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he just won't give up the thought that two things happen here. When I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, he came there for the purpose of sharing the gospel, and a door was opened for me in the Lord. He's not going to give up that he was led into that situation. And yet, he says, but I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus, my brother. So by taking my leave from them, I went on to Macedonia. See, what we like as Westerners, we want everything to be tight. Everything to fit. All the little dots to connect for it all to make sense. I think I've told you this story before, so if you have heard it, just bear with me. Maybe some of you hadn't heard it. John Wimber told a story about 30 years ago about worldviews from different cultures, and he said they gave this exam to 10 students who were from the Middle East and Far East, and then 10 students who were from Western Europe and America. And they asked a simple question. They made a statement that says this. Cotton can only grow in an arid climate. Great Britain is not an arid climate. Therefore, can cotton grow in Great Britain? And every one of the students from the West said, well, of course not. If cotton can only grow in an arid climate, and Great Britain is not an arid climate, then of course cotton can't grow in Great Britain. Every one of the 10 students from the Middle East and Far East, their answer was, we don't know, we've never been to Great Britain. Westerners have a tendency to reason through things. It all has to have a complete circle. We even do theology that way. But God's not that way. I mean, there's truth, there's objective truth, but God's also to be experienced. And I'm interested in this fact that Paul didn't second guess himself, because things didn't seem to be going the way he thought they were going. As a matter of fact, this is how he responded in light of that confusing situation. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in His triumph in Christ and manifests through us a sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. But thanks be to God, who always leads us, not sometimes, always leads us in His triumph in Christ. Paul said, I'm in Christ. I'm called to manifest His life. But I'm His life. I'm in Christ. He's in me. Manifests His life through me. And both these things are true. I went to Troas for the gospel. God opened the door and then God wouldn't let me stay. And I walk away from that, which looks like could have been a failure. Looks like a failure. Thanks be to God. It's His triumph. I don't understand it. I don't have to see it. I just believe He's always leading me in His triumph. And His triumph may look like your defeat sometimes. May look confusing sometimes. May look like it didn't turn out right sometimes. Like you thought it would sometimes. But you're in Christ. Christ is in you. And He decides where He wants to plant you and move you around so He can manifest Himself. But Paul, who I think had a tendency to be cynical anyway, his flesh, but his response was, but thanks be to God. That's faith, knowing who always leads me in His triumph in Christ. Now, having said that, let me read the scripture to you. So later, after the uproar, this is Acts 20 verse 1, had ceased, Paul sent for the disciples. When he had exhorted them, taken his leave of them, he departed to go to Macedonia. When he had gone through those districts and given them much exhortation, he came to Greece. And there he spent 3 months when a plot was formed against him by the Jews. He was to set sail for Syria. He determined to return through Macedonia. And he was accompanied by a bunch of people whose name I can't pronounce. But these had gone on ahead of me and were waiting for me at Troas. And when we sailed from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came to them at Troas within 5 days, and we stayed there 7 days. He ended up in Troas. But it wasn't his business to figure it all out. It was his business to trust the Lord. God did open a door for him in Troas. And he got to walk through that door and spend a week there. Introspection, second guessing is a killer. May we get simple enough to dare to believe that if you're as yielded as you know how to be, that even though things may be happening that don't make sense, I remember when Libby and I first got married, we were married for 6 weeks and she got pregnant. And she started having complications within 2-3 days of us finding out. We actually went to Birmingham to celebrate with some of our friends. On the way home, she started having issues. She laid in bed for 7 weeks, believing God for healing. That baby's going to be fine. Got a word, was watching CBN 700 Club, which back then was a big deal. And this person's given words of knowledge. They said, there's somebody out there who's pregnant. They may have even given like the weeks. And you've been having complications. Describe the complications. And God wants you to know that baby is going to make it through. Libby said, that's cool. Done deal. 7 weeks later, after she was in bed, she lost the baby. And it blew her doors off. And Libby is a very you can't blow her doors off very easy. She's not very shaky. Because it just made no sense. I mean, why would God be so mean to give her a word like that? And then she lost the baby. You know, then the whole charismatic thing. There must have been sin in my life, or didn't have enough faith. You know, that nonsense. And then, so she's struggling. She's a lot smarter than I am. And after a few weeks, I just finally set her down and said, listen, stop. Basically, thanks be to God who always leads us in His triumph in Christ. There's a lot of things I don't understand about this. And I can't keep thinking about it. You know? That we might manifest His life. I know that. There were some other things we talked about. I said, but here's the deal. Let's walk in what we do know. And quit being blown away by what we don't know. So I'll tell you what we do know. He always leads us in His triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. And she got set free. We've never had another bump about that after all these years, 30 years. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.